राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदान, जमुना तेरा बन चारी, जमुना तेरा बन चारी, जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदान, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जमुना जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरे, किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरे, जय किशोर जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ, जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा, जय जगन्नाथ जय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय, जय गौरनिताय गौरन जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय, जय गौरनिताय गौरन जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बाल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि
ज्ञाय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र सदहिभागेशल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ज्ञाय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र सदहिभागेशल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी जी की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जी की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glory, all good, guru and gauran ki jai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, and text we will read today 23, 24, and 25. All these verses together, Prabhupada has written commentary together for three verses. However, 23rd verse is written, so we will do repetition for 23rd verse.
आधयोभ्याधयस्तस्य सैनिका यवनश्चरः भूतोपसर्गसुरयः प्रज्वारो द्विविधो ज्वरः आधयो व्याधयस्तस्य सैनिका यवनश्चरः भूतोपसर्गसुरयः भूतोपसर्गासुरयः प्रज्वारो द्विविधो ज्वरः आधयो व्याधयस्तस्य सैनिकः यवनाश्चरः भूतोपसर्गासुरयः प्रज्वारो द्विविधो ज्वरः
तई
आदे आधयः
डिस्टर्बेंसेस ऑफ द माइंड,
व्याधयः
डिस्टर्बेंसेस ऑफ द बॉडी
आर डिजीज,
तस्य
ऑफ
यवनेश्वर
सैनिकः
सोल्जर्स,
यवनः
यवनाज,
चरः
फॉलोवर्स,
भूता
ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज,
उपसर्ग
एट द टाइम ऑफ डिस्ट्रेस,
आशु
वेरी सून,
रायः
वेरी पावरफुल,
ज्वरः
नेम्ड
प्रज्वार,
द्विविधः
टू
काइंड्स,
ज्वरः
फीवर।
सो वी विल रीड
ट्रांसलेशन
फॉर श्रील
प्रभुपाद।
श्रील
प्रभुपाद
की
ट्रांसलेशन।
द फॉलोअर्स
ऑफ
यवनेश्वर
यमराज
आर
कॉल्ड द
सोल्जर्स
ऑफ डेथ
and
they are known
as the
various type
of
disturbances
that
pertain
to the body
and mind.
Parajwar
represents
the
two types
of fever,
extreme
heat and
extreme
cold,
typhoid,
and
pneumonia,
pneumonia.
The
living
entity
lying
down
within
the body
is
disturbed by
many
tribulations
pertaining
to
providence,
to
other
living
entities
and to
his own
body and
mind.
Despite
all kinds
of
tribulations,
the
living
entity
subjected
to the
necessities
of
the body,
mind and
senses
and
suffering
from
various
types
of disease
is
carried away
by
many plants
due
to his
lust
to
enjoy
the world.
Although
transcendental
to
this
material
existence,
the
living
entity
out
of ignorance
accepts
all
these
material
miseries
under
the
pretext
of
false
egoism,
I
and
mine.
In
this
way,
he lives
for a
hundred years
within
this body.
Purport.
In
the
Vedas,
it is
stated,
"Asango
yam
purusah."
The
living
entity
is
actually
separate
from
material
existence,
but
material
existence.
For
the
soul
is not
material.
In
Bhagavad
Gita,
it is
also
said
that the
living
entity
is
the
superior
energy
and
the
material
elements,
earth,
water,
fire,
air,
and
so on,
are
the
inferior
energy.
The
material
elements
are
called,
the
material
elements
are
also
described
as
Vinna
or
separated
energy.
When
the
internal
or
superior
energy
comes
in
contact
with
the
external
energy,
it
is
subjected
to
so
many
tribulations.
In
Bhagavad
Gita,
the
Lord
also
says,
Matras
Parsastu
Kaunteya
Sitoshna
Sukha
Dukhada.
Because
of the
material
body,
the
living
entity
is
subjected
to many
tribulations
brought
about
by
air,
water,
fire,
extreme
heat,
extreme
cold,
sunshine,
excessive
eating,
unhealthy food,
maladjustment
of the three elements of the body, kapha, pitta and vayu. And so the intestine, the throat, the brain and the other parts of the body are affected by all kind of diseases that are so powerful that they become source of extreme suffering for the living entity. The living entity, however, is different from these material elements. The two types of fever described in this verse can be explained in the contemporary language as pneumonia and typhoid. When there is an extreme fever in the body, there is typhoid and pneumonia, and they are described as prajwar. There are also other miseries created by other living entities. The state exact, the state exacts taxes, and there are also many thieves, rogues and cheaters. Miseries brought about by other living entities are called adhibhautik. There are also miseries in the form of the feminine pestilence, scarcity, war, earthquakes and so on. These are caused by the demigods or other sources beyond our control. Actually, there are many enemies of the living entities, and these are all described to point out how miserable this material existence is. Knowing the basic misery of the material existence, one should be induced to get out of the material clutches and return home back to Godhead. Actually, the living entity is not at all happy in this material body. Because of the body, he suffers thirst and hunger and is influenced by the minds, by words, by anger, by the belly, by the genitals, by the rectum, and so on. Manifold miseries encircle the transcendental living entity simply because he desires to satisfy his senses in this material world. If he simply withdraws from activity of the sense gratification and applies his senses in the service of the Lord, all the problem of material existence will immediately diminish, and with the advancement of Krishna consciousness, he will be free from all tribulations, and after giving up the body, will return home back to Godhead. Adhayah vyadhayas tasya sainikah yavanascharah bhuto pasarga sarga surayah parjvaro divido jvarah. This part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Originally, this conversation between Prachin Varahi and Devarshi Narad. Prachin Varahi was a very celebrated king ruling the earthly planet. And he was a pious person, nice person, good person, interested in some religiosity. And he performed many, many yajna. It is described that all over the surface of the earth, kusa grass was spread. Always there are some sort of yajna, different type of yajna he was performing. Very much attached to fruitive activity, karma kand. He wanted to elevate himself in the heavenly planet. For that end, he was doing this pious activity, especially yajnas, sacrifices, different types of sacrifices. So one time Naradji happened to visit him. Naradji came to his kingdom, his palace, his home, his house. And being a pious king, he received Prachin Varahi, received him very nicely. And then
Narada Rishi talks about the futility of the fruitive activities. You may elevate yourself of the heavenly planet, but again, when your piety would be exhausted, again you have to take birth on earthly planet. And same there would be misery which would be there. So, what is the good, what you are doing this? And then he talks about, actually, if you want to get free from all suffering forever, then you should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Worshipping demigod, performing piety, yajna, this type of fruitive activity, it is a temporary relief from material suffering. So he became very much interested and he surrendered in the lotus feet of Devarshi Narada. First of all, he inquired from Naradji, how come that many so-called brahmana, sadhu, saintly person visit to me, but they never ever talk about spiritual activity. Simply they are talking about fruitive activity, yajna. How come they did not instruct me? Whether I am not qualified enough, or they don't know the ultimate goal of life? How come they never ever talk about devotional service? Always they were coming and talking about this yajna, that yajna, fruitive activity only. Maybe they were not knowing the spiritual life about devotional service, or maybe I am not qualified enough, so they were not telling to me. What was the reason? So Naradji talks, they know actually so-called even saintly person, they don't know the ultimate goal of life. They are not conversant. Otherwise, you deserve to know that one. You deserve, you are qualified enough to understand pure devotional service. And then he became interested and Naradji gave him instruction. So these many chapters, this is conversation between Naradji and Prachin Varahi. Prachin Varahi was asking question. So in order to make him understand spiritual life, spiritual activity, pure devotional service, Devarshi Narada describe an allegorical story, imaginary story. It is not the fact, not a historical, allegorical, imaginary story. How we suffer. So you must be remembering this, that he said that there is a person, Kal Javan. He has Kal Javan. The Kal Javan attacked the city. The whole the body is compared as the city, and Kal Javan, very prominent lieutenant of the army, he attacked the city. And he was not alone. Kal Javan attacked, invaded the city, his body, and he was not alone, but he had many Sainiks. Sainik means army, soldiers. He has many soldiers. This was described, and then Prachin Varahi could not understand, could not figure out what is the meaning of this one. The city was attacked by army, the lieutenant, chief of the army, and he had many soldiers with him. And he destroyed the city, completely demolished the many buildings and everything, and citizen he destroyed. So Naradji then, he asked, exactly you tell me, what is exact meaning of those? Then Naradji here, in previous verse 22, he had Kal Kanya Jara Sakshat Lokasthamna Abhinandati. So Kal Yaman, his old age is compared as Kal Yaman. Old age, Budhapa,
it attacks the body. This is the city, whole city, and it is attacked by Kaljwar. Kaljwar. The Kaljwar, old age, and old age doesn't come alone. When old age comes, then many things also come. Adhayah vyadhayah. In young age, the diseases, sickness is not in our body much more. It is still there, but we don't figure out. We don't feel the presence of sickness in our body when we are young, child. But as soon as we become old, old means kaljavan, old age has attacked, invaded the city, then adhaya. What is here? Sainika, his armies, his soldier, adhi. Here, Sri Prabhupada, adhi means there are certain type of suffering is mental. Adhi, mental some disturbance. And vyadhi, adhi and vyadhi, the two words. Vyadhi in on physical body, we see that some mental, psychic, some problem is there, that adhi. So the old age comes, immediately some disturbance starts on your mind, and also disturbance in the body. Bhuto pasarga suraya parjwaro divida jwara. And when the old age comes, so already there are suffering is there. There are many, many enemies of the living entity. Bhut, we suffer due to other living entity. They also give suffering for us, like mosquito, snakes, dogs, or other human beings. They are giving trouble to us. Always there are some suffering caused by other living entity around us. Due to their presence, due to their activity, we suffer. Like it's a mosquito, he bites and it bites and we suffer. Bhut upsarga, and some disturbances is created by demigods. It is not in our control. Some demigods, sometimes earthquake or big thing happen. So these are demigods are responsible. Providence, they inflict suffering upon us. We have sometimes earthquake, this, the many things happen, too much heat, too much cold, this, that. This is controlled by demigods. Bhutopasarga, and something just arises from our own body. Our body itself is the cause of suffering. Adhi and vyadhi, this is, we suffer due to our own body. It appears, it takes birth in our own body. And then old age comes, then prajwara divido jwara, fever. In old age, we are prone to become sick. Any time fever can attack us. And especially Prabhupada talks about divida, two types of jwara. Very frequently in old age, when we become old, 80 years old, 85 years, 90 years, it starts after 60, it becomes like very much comfortable place. This body becomes very much comfortable place for jwar, fever, after 60. So, prajwaro divido jwara, two type of jwar, two type of fever. Prabhupada here talks, and Prabhupada was also in his before coming to Vrindavan, he was practicing medical practitioner, who talks about typhoid and pneumonia. They are very, very difficult jwar. There are many different types of jwar, but these two types of jwar, it comes with old age. The old age is there, and then his armies are, soldiers are, they attack, invade the body. So actually the living entity, He has nothing to do this with material body. Completely asango ayam purusha. The living entity is actually separate from this material existence. He has nothing to do, but out of ignorance, he accepted, identify himself with the body, the soul, atma, identify himself with the body. And there many changes take place in the body and mind. Due to he identify this body, he suffers, atma suffers, soul suffers, different type of tribulation. And this material world is full of all sorts of misery, dukkha. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna, matras parsastu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukhada agama apaino nityam tantik shasva bharata. So, we have to tolerate this. We can't escape. Because we are in the place which is considered to be the storehouse of all misery. Dukhalayam asashvatam dukhyoni. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord talks about this material world, dukkhalaya, storehouse of dukkha, suffering. Dukkhalayam asashvatam, temporary, and dukkhyoni. So this material world is full of all type of suffering, tribulations. And it is temporary. It is not permanently existing. And one time, not only the suffering is there, always is its material world creates suffering. Suffering is there and multiply those suffering. So we are living in this material world. This is not certainly not comfortable place for living, especially for Atma. So towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about in quoting Srimad Bhagavad Gita and different scripture, this material world is full of all sorts of suffering. So knowing the basic misery of the material existence, so we should understand the basic principle, what is the actual reason, and a living entity should be induced. He should be interested, he should be planning such a way how can we can get out from this material existence. So for that end, we must cultivate Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada talks about advancement of Krishna consciousness, he will be free from all tribulation and after giving up the body, will return home back to Godhead. So how can we can mitigate, how can we finish, destroy the suffering? Suffering would be remaining this material world. We can protect individually ourselves. Some certain process is there. When we cultivate spiritual knowledge, proper understanding the constitutional position of a living entity and nature of the material body, and when we understand actually what is our relationship with body, that nothing to do with that body, but according to karma, the Atma has taken shelter in this body. And as long as Atma, soul, remain in this material body, all the suffering would be there. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Lord Sri Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita, janma, taking birth itself is the source of misery. Birth and death. Death, mrityu. This is also very fearful situation, very awkward situation while its living entity quits this body. And between birth and death, old age and disease, sickness would be there. So all basically these four principal basic misery of this material existence. So knowing the basic misery of the material existence, one should be induced to get out from this material clutches and return home back to Godhead. As long as we will be in this material body, in this material existence, suffering would be there. We can't avoid suffering. So best course, best plan, we should plan in such a way that cultivate Krishna consciousness. We should not identify ourselves with the body. Anyone identifying himself with the body, this is the influence of ignorance. due to ignorance. And as long as we continue to identify ourselves with the body, suffering will be there. But first of all, we should understand the constitutional position of a living entity. Constitutional position of a living entity is Satchidanandamaya. Atma is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Satchit Anand. This is our constitutional position, and we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are eternally related to Krishna, we are servant of Krishna. When we realize this fact, Atma Sakshatkar, then our suffering goes away. Of course, Prabhupada talks about he will free from our tribulation, our suffering will go away. And after giving up this body, since we have accepted this material body, so we should be ready. Happily, we should ready to quit this material body. Quitting this material body, we will return home back to Godhead, and then we can return. And once we return the spiritual platform, Golok, and then there are unlimited, everlasting peace or bliss would be there. Tameva saranam gacha sarbhavena baharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapasi sashvatam. Krishna instructs in Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, Paramatma is seated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarbhutanam hirdese Arjuna tishtati. Krishna is residing in the heart of every living entity, I Paramatma, I Super Soul. Ishvara sarbhutanam hirdese Arjuna tishtati. Brahman sarbhutani yantra rudhani maya. And then Krishna's instruction, tameva saranam gacha. Therefore, you take shelter of Paramatma, who is in the heart of every single living entity. By His mercy, by the mercy of Paramatma, by the mercy of Super Soul, you will get Tat Prasadat Param Shanti. Param Shanti means everlasting, transcendental, unlimited bliss you will get. Param Shanti, Sthanam Prapyasi Shashvatam, and you will be situated in the place which is Shashvat, eternal. So eternally you can experience, relish that unlimited, everlasting spiritual bliss simply by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So here Narad ji described that this material world is full of suffering. So here allegorical description, that Kal Jwar is compared to old age, and he has many armies. Once old age comes, automatically different type of sickness, disease also enters in the body. So, evam bhavde dukha samayat, klishyamanam satvasam dehe dehi tamubritam. In 24th verse, klishyamana, every single moment, a living entity is suffering this material world. And Narada is talking, sat varsam dehe, krishyamana sat varsam dehe dehi tamobhrita. Covered with ignorance and suffering, he remains in this material body for 100 years. And then, because he is not self-realized, he have not cultivated Krishna consciousness, again he quits this body, again he enters another material body, and again suffering starts. So perpetually he suffers. Shete, and why he wants to here remains in, why he wants to be in this material world? Because he has developed certain type of hankering for sense gratification. Always planning, hankering for sense gratification. So hankering for sense gratification, desire for sense gratification, it becomes the source of misery. So first of all, we should not try to enjoy this material world. Sense gratification, stop. Anyone who is interested for spiritual progress, in Vedic literature it is described that he should give up all sort of sense gratification. If this is not possible, at least he is advised to minimize sense gratification. Because sense gratification and self-realization, they don't go hand in hand. They go in reverse proportion. If sense gratification is increased, certainly that person, the living entity, self-realization will be decreased. And once the self-realization will increase, certainly the desire for sense gratification to diminish. So both, they can't go hand in hand together. Almost they, it's like if the balance, you put some weight here, then this goes down, other part of balance goes up. Measuring the thing weight, we send certain type of, you put the two separate part. So if one is heavier, another goes up like this. So similarly, sense gratification and sense self-realization, they don't go hand in hand. They are just the opposite. Fire and water, they have never ever they get friendship. Sometimes it appears that that water gets friendship with fire, hot water. So burning fire is there, flame is there. Even cold, hot water you put there, and the fire will diminish, extinguish. So similar way, sense gratification, sometimes it appears that we think that this type of knowledge is okay. This type of sense gratification we can have because with very much conducive, we think that we are, this sense gratification is conducive for self-realization, for bhakti. So that sense gratification we see, okay, the warm, it will not extinguish the fire, but it is never going to happen. You know, one time we have heard like a story type of, in Europe, there was one marathon. After the devotee distributed book, after that there was another marathon. Who will eat more, Bisheshwar Rasgulla, another one, Gulab Jamun. So many brahmacharis. So one year, one brahmachari, he topmost, he become top in eating. That year, he become top eating. That was marathon for, competition for, who will eat more. Probably he ate 40 or 50 or one time rasgulla in one sitting. And then next year also it is, competition was arranged. So certainly they remember who won, who was top next year, previous year, and they found out that that top mercy has bloomed. He was not in the society anymore. He left Krishna consciousness. So one time we are thinking that this type of competition, this is water is now warm and it will not extinguish the fire, but never it happens. So point here Prabhupada talk about our source, how, of course, this material world is full of all sorts of suffering, and we have developed desire for sense gratification, hankering for sense gratification. So as long as our desire is there for sense gratification, there is no question of protecting ourselves from this misery. So when we give up the desire for sense gratification, then gradually our suffering will go away, or we get interest for sense self-realization, and this way we can protect individually from all this suffering of this material world. Suffering would be here. It will remain. But we can protect ourselves. If sometimes it's raining everywhere, rain is there, and you have nice
umbrella, you can protect yourself. You have umbrella, you can protect, we can protect ourselves if we have nice umbrella with us. So similarly, we can't remove all the water from the sky. It will be there. Whosoever no umbrella, they get wet. So sense gratification becomes the prime reason, our desire for sense gratification. This becomes the source of our individual suffering. And then after knowing the constitutional position of a living entity, we should refrain from sense gratification and we should engage ourselves in cultivation of Krishna consciousness, and then that person will be free from all tribulation, and towards the end of life, after quitting the body, quitting this material body, we will become eligible to enter spiritual planet. And once we enter the spiritual planet, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that there is unlimited, everlasting, transcendental bliss is there. So we can experience, we can relish that blissful life, eternal life, full of all knowledge. So towards the end, Prabhupada talks about cultivation of Krishna consciousness. It's only way. Otherwise, our body is already attacked by Kal Javan, old age, and he has many strong soldiers. They will destroy every single and houses of this city. Okay, so here I stop. You have any comment or question? This is allegorical story, imaginary story. Previously he has described that Kal Javan attacked the city and he has many armies, and he has started to demolish this house, that house. He was beating, killing, and described Kal Javan attacks of Chicago was attacked by some names, and he was destroying this building, demolishing this building, this one happening. And what is this then? Then say the city is body. Body is a city, and lieutenant of the army is, who is lieutenant, main army person, commander, old age, and then other his enemies, his soldier, Jor and this and many things. Okay, Prajit.
Particular sinful type of class that is given concession to have. Prabhupada gives, in one of the purports in the Bhagavatam, he talks about a sinful class that is given concession to have, I don't know if it's unlimited, but tons of sense gratification. And he explains that. I think it's, he said, like if enough ghee is put on a flame, that it will actually go out. And you yourself just said that never works. I'm just wondering, what do you say about this?
If the lot of ghee power, and then the fire will be finished.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Where is the lot of ghee? Bhakti. Tatal Shaikat Vari Bindu Sam Sutamit Ramani Samaje. Our desire, is it compared that whatever we happiness, sensation we derive by association, Tatal Shaikat Vari Sutamit Ramani Samaje, by association of son, association of woman, wife, association of friend, we derive sense gratification, happiness. We need that. But we are in the desert. All over, absolutely it's a desert. Hot situation is there.
and you have only one drop of water. With one drop of water, we are thirst. You need at least 2 liters water to drink. That much desire is there in your heart. And what is available with you? One small drop of water is there. So you think that you eat, the drink it, then the whole thirst will go. And not only you, all over the hot sand is there everywhere. There are no trees at all. So it is not sense gratification or too much available. Our hankering is so great, so much, that it is not going to one place Maharaj Jajati has talked about. If you will give all sense gratification of this world, not only this for heavenly people, whatever happiness you give to one person, even it is not good enough to satisfy him. All eatable you give to one person, he will not feel that now it is enough for me. The sense gratification, desire for sense gratification is always increasing, especially sex desire. Our body gets old, but desire for sense gratification is ever fresh, youth. The desire is ever fresh, ever very youthful. Not that old become body become invalid, old then desire also become old. No. Desire for sense gratification is fresh. So sense gratification is not available. Not that you don't think that we power too much sense gratification and once it will our sense will be satisfied. There was one yogi. Many years ago, he is no more in existence. Whatever is the name from Pune? Rajneesh. He was advocating this philosophy. Engage yourself in sense gratification, one time you will be satisfied. No more desire for sense gratification. Samadhi, kaise samadhi se, samadhi. What was the book? A very famous book. Yes. But this philosophy is not advocated in Vedic literature. I say, no, we should refrain ourselves. First thing, if we can do, we can give up all sense gratification. If not possible for us, at least we are advised to minimize. And when we will minimize in similar proportion, we will make spiritual progress. Sense gratification and self-realization, they are enemies of each other. They have never got friendship. Water and fire, never ever, they don't get friendship. Sometimes water is hot, boiling hot, still it is enemy of fire. Burning flame is there, and if the heat is there in fire, and heat also there in water, boiling water, it appears that they are similar quality, friendship they have developed, but no. Put that water in the fire, it will go. So, okay, so I should step here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Go ahead.